It is obvious that one cannot give what he does not possess. And God wants us to live in the good of these beautiful things that we've been hearing about. Not just talking about them, but to live in the good of them. Paul, before he said to Timothy, "Be not ashamed of the testimony of Jesus Christ," he had said before in Romans 1:16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe." He gave himself an example. We read in 2 Timothy 11, after he mentioned all the tribulations and the suffering, he said, "Who is weak and I am not?" After all these things, he is strengthened in the Lord, and therefore he can strengthen a Timothy. He was discouraged. "You cannot encourage me when you are discouraged. You cannot strengthen me when you are weak." And both of us are weak in our strength in the Lord. If he is the writer of Hebrews, in Hebrews 12 he says, "Looking off unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despised the shame." And then he says, "For consider him who had endured such contradiction from sinners, lest ye be weary in yourselves." He had endured all these things. And in all these things, at the end, as we heard Brother Alfred mentioned, Matthew 11, "I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes. So it was the pleasure before thee." He found his strength in the Lord. And that is why he is strengthening a Timothy. And if we are not strengthened, then we could go on our way in fear. And fear is a great enemy of the believer. It bows down the back, and the believer would go in defeat when fear strikes. And then life would be full of murmuring, complaining. And we read those verses in Philippians chapter 2. Without murmuring. And how is this in our family life? How is it in our assemblies? Is that murmuring, does it not come from fear? Does it not come from dissatisfaction, from discouragement? But when we look at the Lord in his grace, in his power, we've heard it many times. "My grace is sufficient for thee." It was in his providence, in his power, he could have removed that thorn in the flesh. But he kept it there, and he gave him double portion, so to speak, of grace that he may endure. You know, one girl said, "I guess my thorn in the flesh is that I'm always angry." And her brother said, no, "This is the thorn of those that have to put up with you." We blame it on the thorn in the flesh. But we all remember the song of Habakkuk. "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail. There will be no fruit in the field shall bear no fruit. There will be no flock no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. For the Lord is my strength." You know, you see how many things were bad, were wrong in his life? He looks here and there is no fruit. He looks there and there is nothing good. He looks there and there is no hope. Yet he found his joy in the Lord. And this is what the Apostle Paul found in Philippians. Philippians, as we know, it is the epistle of joy. And there was nothing good around him. He was in jail. And the memory of Philippi brings maybe a beating and imprisonment and everything. But when he writes to them, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. He is our strength. In him is the grace, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us.